The city of Atlanta is still reeling from a cyber attack that began last week. Atlantans can't pay their bills or parking tickets online, and many city employees remain locked out of their computers. Court dates are being postponed as hackers hold the city's data hostage. Joining us with more is Emily Curitan, reporter for Georgia Public Broadcasting. And Emily, I mean, this seems like obviously a very serious attack. It's still crippling the city and city services 5 days later?
Yes, we're actually in day six now. Ransomware encrypted city data early last Thursday morning. Right now, the response is kind of into two distinct categories, with a team of IT experts working around the clock to try and figure out how to get the data back. And then other city employees are helping aid the effort to keep the business of government running. So most city services that are available are working on pen and paper. They're not processing payments online. And it's kind of taken the government back a couple of decades in terms of how they do their business.
It's remarkable to think how vulnerable we are to these kinds of hacks. I mean, the hackers are demanding a ransom. How much is it? And is the city even considering paying it?
They are considering paying it, and it is a strange figure. The ransom is $51,000. That's about six bitcoins. One theory is that it's just low enough where it might be easier to pay it than to go through the headache of trying to get this cyber crisis resolved another way. The trouble with that is that there's no guarantee the city will actually get its data back if they pay the attackers what they're asking for. And I asked the mayor if the data that was taken was backed up elsewhere, and the response was not exactly clear. She said, while they do have backup systems, they can't be sure those aren't compromised too.
Wow. Okay. Do we know? Does anybody know who these hackers are?
They do know who they are. That came out yesterday at a press conference. The firm that's working with the city, SecureWorks, their CEO, Mike Coates, spoke and acknowledged that they know where it's coming from, but that it's not prudent to reveal it while there's an active threat in the system. And again, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms compared where we are now. She actually used the words a hostage situation. She said that just like if it was with a person, it wouldn't be wise for them to give a timeline or guess when they might regain control of their own systems.
This is amazing. So, I mean, I think the mayor is right in describing the city's information is being held hostage. And yet she's still thinking about perhaps paying the ransom that the hackers are asking for. I mean, is there a law enforcement solution here that is the city also pursuing that?
Well, they're working with the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security, as well as Microsoft and Georgia Tech. So, I mean, you're right. It is amazing that they would know who's behind it and not be able to intervene from a law enforcement perspective. But that's my understanding of the situation.
Okay. Do we have any sense as to whether Atlanta was particularly vulnerable to this kind of attack, or could it have happened to any city?
I think that is the big question, and one that's going to be answered as this investigation continues. We've certainly seen this kind of attack before on governments and hospital systems. One cybersecurity expert I spoke with actually was surprised that ransomware could still wreak this kind of havoc. Last year, a ransomware known as WannaCry was one of the most devastating attacks in history of this kind. It affected several hundred thousand machines and crippled banks, law enforcement agencies, and other infrastructures. And with that attack, the vulnerability that was exploited was in Microsoft's server message block. So I think it's interesting that the city is working with Microsoft. And a big question I have that has not been answered yet is whether or not the city's machines were up to date on all of their Microsoft patches when the attack happened.
I see. So describe to me a little bit about how Atlanta is functioning or barely functioning right now. I mean, we talked about court dates being postponed, and you mentioned that things have been taken back a couple of decades. I mean, are city services functioning on pen and paper now?
Many of them are. There are a number of departments that aren't affected. One is the Department of Procurement, Parks and Rec, permits. Anything that can be done with pen and paper is being done that way. The jail, for instance, is booking inmates manually. So again, that's taking a tremendous amount of the city's resources and slowing things way down. The brunt of the impact I've really seen is at the municipal court. I was there yesterday, and over the course of the day, hundreds of people were turned away for their court dates. That's still going on. I met a man named Jackson McKay. He was not happy. He drove 6 hours from Florida to get paperwork he needs for an auto dealer license. And he ended up getting a hotel room to try and wait out the hack. But I think he might actually be waiting quite a while. The mayor yesterday compared the city's response to this as a marathon and not a sprint.
Well, that's Emily Curitan, reporter for Georgia Public Broadcasting, talking to us about how Atlanta is trying to cope with a ransomware hack on many city services. Emily, thank you so very much.
You're welcome, Magna.